6 or 8 or 12 inches through, and then you cut your stobs long enough to drive in the ground deep enough to hold and put it across this log, and then one across this way, and you drive them in the ground deep enough so when you put the wood in there, the log in there, it won't kick up, you see. Mm-hmm. And you put it up high enough for the something like to the top of your log.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if it's a small log, it goes a little higher. Of course, large logs sometimes don't go quite as high. And you saw it up. And you make this, if it's a kind of short pole, you just put three across it, one at each end and one in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And you build this center one a little higher than you do each one of the end ones to keep it from pinching. You see the top closing together when you're mm-hmm. catching your saw, when you go to saw it. And sometimes you have to use a wedge
mm-hmm.
to drive in there, a wooden wedge with an axe or something like a seasoned hickory timber wedge, or if it's large stuff, you take an iron wedge and drive it with an iron sledge.
Mm-hmm. What would you use if you wanted to saw a board? What's the A-shaped frame carpenters use?
To saw
a board.
Board, oh.
They have two of them.
Yeah, well, if you saw them, you can't scarcely saw a board that is like a the wet, you know, like plank-like, that generally goes to a shingle mill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you saw it in two, of course, the length of it, you can saw it with a cross-cut saw or a power saw, a buck saw. Of course, buck saw is slow sawing, pretty hard sawing, too.
What's the frame you could set it in, though? Do you ever see something that looks like this? You'd have an A-shaped frame, it goes across at the top there. It's got legs. Like these would be the legs, and it's got a board across here.
Well, that's the shape of the top of a house, you see.
Uh-huh.
That's what you call the comb of a house.
Well, not with a house, though. You could, it's a frame that carpenters use. You'd have a board here and a board here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they call that a jack. A jack frame, and you can take you can make a frame to saw any width any way you want to saw it. You give it so much a shape, you see, a 2 inch, 1 inch, 2 inch, or 3 or 4, whatever you want to.
What do you use a jack frame for?
Well, you use that for to saw lumber with. That's for the brace that you see, something to put it on to hold it, to make mm-hmm. it solid so you can saw it.
Is that the same as a horse?
Yeah, same as a horse. It's a saw horse.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Just a second. What's something you'd put in a pistol?
Put in a pistol?
Mm-hmm.
Bullets.
Is there another name for bullets?
Well, they call it ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
Bullets and ammunition. That's all it is to it, you see.
What about car?
What?
Did you ever hear another name for it, though?
No, that's the only names I ever heard.
What about car?
Well, now, just like it's different kinds of guns, of course, you call it shells
mm-hmm.
for a shotgun or rifle, either one.
Mm-hmm.
It's this ammunition, this powder, and this bullet goes in, you see. They call that a shell.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it a cartridge?
What?
Cartridge or cartridge?
Yeah, well, you can call it a cartridge, too. But a cartridge, that means the whole thing. The ammunition in it, the powder, and the bullet all in it. Mm-hmm. That's a cartridge.
What would you sharpen a straight razor on?
Well, you'd have a razor